At the beginning of the second decade of the 22nd century, Earth, ravaged by humankind, has been evacuated. In an effort to save what was left of our species, we spread out through the galaxy, colonizing planets for our survival. Like a virus, we spread. Mars, Venus, Jupiter. Just exactly how many planets and how far we reached is unknown. But in a mass panic, we set out into the unknown after centuries of research and very little to show. We had no choice but to evacuate. After all I've seen, I can say without a doubt, there's no amount of research that would have prepared us for what we found. Patrick, gotta get going.
Just a second, my research.
Don't have time, leave it.
It's downloading, just a few more seconds.
We don't have a few more, come on.
Wait, where's Riley?
She was in the care center with the nurses. I'm sure she's fine. We have to go, now.
No, we have to find
her. Patrick, no, come back.
Go without me, I'll find you.
Patrick! No! After all the research, all the thermoscans, drones, satellite imaging, we took every precaution. How could we have known that the dangers on Mars lay right beneath our feet?
Space Ranger 421, Episode 1, First Contact.
Let's go over this again. Scanner.
Check.
Oxygen reserves.
Check.
Rations.
Check.
Med packs.
Check.
I think that's all.
You ever get the feeling we're missing something?
All the time. But we have everything.
How are you so sure?
What else is there?
I don't know, I just feel like...
Toothbrush.
Ah! That's it.
Not like it matters. You know, in space, no one can see you floss.
Very funny. How are you so calm right now?
Practice.
Even from the moon, Mars is still quite a leap.
Thanks, science, for hyperspeed, am I right?
Still, you don't get a strange sense?
What do you mean?
I just have a bad feeling.
It's been almost a year since we've heard from Colony MR-54821. Sometimes you just have to take matters into your own hands.
If we're caught, we will be arrested.
Then don't get caught.
Easier said than done.
It's quarter till. We have to get moving.
If anyone finds out that we...
No one will find out. Captain Richards.
Theo? Aaron? Good to see you.
Is everything secured?
We have clearance. If anyone asks, this is simply a research and report mission. If my crew knows we're there to rescue...
Our lips are sealed.
Crew? I thought it was just us.
If you know someone who can captain this baby all on their own, I'd like to see it.
I was just expecting something... smaller.
Mars is too far for a short-range craft. Plus, Theo is adamant to make sure we are locked and loaded, should we encounter any hostiles.
Thank you, Captain.
We should begin our final checks. If we don't meet our window, we won't be able to get past the scanners.
Lead the way, Captain.
Welcome aboard the Starbreaker.
Five.
I've never gotten used to this part.
Oh, you want some bubble gum?
Ha ha, very funny.
Reaching optimum height. Setting the hyperdrive. Hold on to your butts.
Humankind. Curiosity and innovation will be the death of us. We strive to better ourselves, and in doing so we'll be the makers of our own destruction. We never should have set foot off our planet.
All right, kiddos, let's suit up.
Is all this really necessary?
Never know what you'll find on ET planets. Best to always be the hunter, not the hunted.
Hog, settle. Don't mind Triggerfinger here. It's only a precaution. I'm Raven. So you two are the ones leading this wild goose chase.
You heard what happened down there. Can't take any chances.
That's why we're going. We need to find out what exactly went wrong.
Don't let these hard asses get to you. The scars and tats make them look all tough, but inside you put on Bambi and they all melt like butter. I'm Cap's second in command. Triggerfinger over there is Hog, or if you really want to get him riled up, Martin.
I told you not to call me that.
That scrawny thing over there is Skip.
Sup?
Explosives expert.
You ever need something moved? Boom. I'm your guy.
The tiny one over there is Kit, our medic. A bit of a pain, but be nice to him. He just might save your skin. And lastly, that brooding femme fatale in the corner over there is Suicide Sarah.
Why do they call her Suicide Sarah?
Because I'm the first one in and the last one out. When we're on the ground down there, my word is law. If you decide to disobey orders, well, that's on you.
Charmed.
I promise she means well.
So, you mind telling us why two scientists have us risking life and limb to venture into a quarantine zone? Because last I heard, there was nothing left down there. Nothing but a deserted colony filled with rotting corpses.
Attention!
All right, everyone, listen up. This is a simple R&D walk. We are to assess the damage of the colony and the cause of the missing colonists. That's it. Dr. Theo Jones and Aaron Davis will be there to take samples and to assess the cause of the disappearances. Hog.
And if we encounter hostiles?
Then you do what you do best. Get your asses out of there and return to the ship. We stick together. Leave no one behind. We don't know what could be waiting for us down there. So be prepared for the worst and hope for the best. Is that understood?
Sir!
Yes, yes, sir!
Then get ready. We leave at 0600.
I don't know how I let you talk me into this.
I know you're nervous, but we have to know for sure. It's possible she could have survived this.
We are spending every last dollar we have on this mission. If someone finds out...
We won't find out. Besides, we're in this too deep now.
You don't know for sure if she's down there.
Aaron, she's our baby. We tried and failed for years. I'm not just going to give up on her.
I want proof. Proof why you brought us all the way out here. Proof that we're not about to risk our lives for nothing.
Fine. If you think I'm blowing smoke up your ass, look at this.
What are these?
Surveillance photos. Taken about a month ago.
But it can't be.
It's her, Aaron. She's down there. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I know just the man on that planet to help us find her.
Readings are clear. All systems are go. She's purring like a kitten. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are about to make our descent onto the red planet. There's a good chance of slight turbulence, so fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride. And if you have to puke, be kind to your neighbors and spew your guts to the front.
Space, the great unknown. We looked above to colonize, make a home for ourselves, and claim the universe for humankind. Truth is, we couldn't take care of our own planet, so we tossed it aside and moved on from one to the next. But out here, there are no rules, no treaties drawing the lines. The only law in space was Darwin's, survival of the fittest.
Security footage cut out just before the incident.
Whatever it was, measured high on the Richter scale.
Mars gets earthquakes?
Mars is an alien world. There is still a lot we don't know about it.
Yet we colonized it anyway. Serves us right.
Maybe you would have liked to stay on Earth and turn into a human baked potato like the rest of the sorry assholes down there.
Maybe we shouldn't have fucked it up in the first place.
Psst. Hey, kid. You believe it's Sarantisha?
Can't say, but by the looks of this place, I'm not sure there's much we can salvage.
How are we supposed to get in?
There should be a print scanner somewhere. Ah! Here.
Keep your helmets on. No telling if the air is secure.
Eyes open, guns at the ready.
Ooh, what's that you've got there?
Thermoscanner. Don't want any surprises, do we?
What was that?
Afraid of the dark there, kid?
Shh. I hear it too.
What's the scanner say?
Nothing.
That don't sound like nothing.
Hold your ground.
We're being surrounded.
Backs together. No surprises.
Shit. They're everywhere.
Open fire. What the hell are these things? Captain! No. Stay put. We can't go after them.
If we stay, he's not gonna be the only one on the menu.
Let me handle this.
Fire in the hole! Just leave him. He's on his own. Go.
This way. In here.
Shit. Those things don't quit.
What are they?
No idea.
Where are we?
The laundry room.
We're trapped.
And there's nothing useful for us to use against those things.
Now that we've lost the captain and our weapons expert.
Why the hell did you bring us in here? Did you shit yourself and need a change of pants?
It was just a split-second decision, okay? Just some place to get us away from those things.
How long before they get in?
Hard to say. Couldn't exactly say that the laundry room is the most fortified place in the colony.
Wait. The sound. It stopped.
It's a door. Something's opening it from the other side.
Well... looks like this is it, kids.
They're gone.
There's someone in the doorway.
Show yourself, asshole!
Come with me.
Devlin Drax, Space Ranger 421. We've been looking for you.
We need your help.
We don't have time. They'll be back any second. I can't remember how long it's been since I've interacted with another human. In the end, I should have left them in that laundry room.
Space Ranger 421 was written, directed, and sound designed by Jonathan James. Produced by Chad Ellis and Jonathan James. In association with Black Castle Productions. Starring Graham Rowat as Devlin Drax, Adam Surge as Patrick Drax, Dallas Wheatley as Dr. Theo Jones, Giancarlo Herrera as Aaron Davis, Jordan Stillman as Raven, Jordan Cobb as Suicide Sarah, Kyle Nishimura as Skip, Skylar Fernandez as Kit Mouse, as Captain Richards, with David Mitchmerheisen as Hog and Bridget Claire providing additional voices. Join us in 2 weeks for our next episode of Space Ranger 421. For more information, visit our website at spaceranger421.com or follow us at Ranger421Pod on Twitter. And don't forget to rate and subscribe.